Dr. Jeremy Weiss here. I'm founder of InspiredInsider.com, where I talk with inspirational entrepreneurs and leaders and how they overcome big challenges in life and business. And today we have Devin Herz. He's founder of Dynamic Marketing Consultants, also known as DMC. He has over 20 years experience in helping businesses break through the clutter. You said this in an interview and I liked it and I put it in here. You help businesses break through the clutter with direct marketing to get more customers. Their past clients include University of Colorado, Allstate, GKIC, Fight Night Productions. We'll talk about some of their campaigns, which are really cool, and numerous small businesses like dentists, lawyers, and fitness professionals. Devin, thanks for joining me.
Jeremy, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Devin, you know, since the Inspired Insider, I always ask the question about what's been the lowest moment and then how you pushed forward through that.
Sure.
And then the flip side, what's been the proudest moment? Because running your own business is really rewarding, but it's tough as well.
That's pros and cons, right?
Yeah, what's been the lowest moment?
The lowest moment, I would say that my business was on the edge of failure. No matter what I did, and of course this happened when everything in the world was coming down on all of us, and I hate using that as an excuse, so I always try to just keep it out of my vocabulary, but it happened to me. I grew my staff, I grew my overhead very large, I tried to follow the E-myth and have the right people in place that were better than I were at certain things, so my staff grew over 10, 15 people at a time, getting printing equipment in-house, so things were going great, and you expect them to always go great. So you stop marketing or you stop spending money on that. So I would say that during the economic downturn that I definitely got hit with that pretty darn hard. We talked about real estate. I had a lot of real estate business, a lot of real estate agents that were spending thousands of dollars with us on a monthly basis, and they just completely stopped. The realtors that continued to actually spend money, they still did well because everyone else stopped. But so I would say that I just, I thought things were always going to be going on the up and up and up. So that was really tough. And
that's really tough. Yeah. What do you do when they
go to the ATM? I did anything I could, and probably made a lot of wrong moves. I learned too that material things are not nearly as important as I thought they were when I was younger. You don't need to drive the nice cars. A decent car is going to get you from point A to B. Learning some of those hard lessons of life, I guess, was the tough thing. Going to the ATM machine and, wondering how the heck am I going to actually withdraw money? How am I going to pay salaries? So, everything from refinancing the house to selling certain, equipment off to doing whatever I could. And thankfully, at that time, I had a good friend and happened to be one of my better clients at the time, to where we just joined forces and picked this thing back up, and we really took control of it. So I would say that was a highlight once we were really able to get me back on my feet, and thanks to him for helping me do that. So we were able to grow the business, but still wasn't turning the overhead like we wanted, or wasn't turning the profits that we wanted to. Numbers look great in the book, but when you look in the bank account, there was nothing really there. So a couple years ago, and I would say a scary moment of mine was where I took over the business solely along with my wife, which is everyone says is a no-no, but thankfully we have different roles in the business. She really handles the front end of things, the accounting, the vendors that we work with, and it's been a blessing. It's been the best move for me ever, and just understanding that we don't need to stick with who we are at that particular point. You can always evolve. You can always change. You can always come up with different ideas. And then you ask something that other business owners don't do, is that they're so stuck in their ways that they feel if they change that things are going to just fall apart. But yet, meanwhile, they fall apart because they don't change. So I would say evolving, seeing how we can really fit the needs of business owners. So that's where we came on now as Dynamic Marketing Consultants, that we are more hands-on with our clientele. We're not doing everything and anything for everyone. We're picky and choosy on who we work with. We want people to understand and respect what we do. And our clients are very, very involved still in their marketing, and they do give feedback. We're not always 100% right. They know their business better than we do, but we do really dive into the business. We do a ton of R&D, and really by the time we come out of it, we know more about dental, more about industrial products.
Right.
Stuff about
more
gyms.
More than you ever want to know about some of this stuff.
You know, there's 26 positions in Bikram yoga, and you got to do this and that. You know, I mean, it's you know, the things that we learn. So we get very, very entrenched with the clients that we're doing work for.
Yeah.
And those clients either come to us for focus on maybe one particular campaign or one effort. But I would say most of our clients now are coming on board more for a longer time period, monthly type of fee that we get to be their right arm and really be their full marketing team. I mean, the prices that we charge are a lot less than what it would take for you to go out and hire a full-time designer.
Sure.
And we're not just a designer. We got the copywriting covered. We understand direct response copy, design that is going to grab attention. And then, of course, all the printing experience and software behind us to actually get things implemented, where a lot of consultants who come to business owners with great ideas say, here you go, here's all the ideas, good luck. We really want to take it from start to finish to where we can get things out there to people and we can start pulling in opportunities and leads for the clientele.
Yeah. Devin, do you think you were able, like you were saying, changing course is huge and it's also scary. Do you think you were able to do that because you saw your dad? I mean, you kind of saw that even early on. Did that have any effect on how quickly you changed or what you changed to?
It did, and it took me some failures to not change as quickly as I should have, you know, and then back to the staff and overhead, you know, I mean, you get so connected with your staff that you really should probably let them go and do whatever you can to lower the overhead, but you're thinking things are going to turn around. So, again, with mistakes, yes, seeing what my dad did back in the day and how he shifted when things were going downwards in his industry, I think was definitely something that I did follow. And us always, I think there was always this mentality or always this vision that I had on who we really were. And you don't always hit the bullseye with names of companies and how you're doing things and positioning yourself. And as we evolved, you know, things worked, some things didn't. But, you know, now we're at a place that I couldn't be any happier with who we are and what we're doing for our clients. So it takes time and you're going to be through ups and downs and owning a business. But, you know, I can literally with technology, I can be in Australia working right now. I can be on an island somewhere working right now. We're connected, and the way that we structured this business, it allows us to have freedom, which I think life is really all about. I mean, we're workaholics, myself, my wife, and a lot of our team are workaholics, which is great. But we also know how to take time out for ourselves and have fun. And that's something that I also instill in other business owners, that it's just not about what can we do to get the revenue up, what can we do to get you an extra vacation week in here so you can go relax.
Right.
So those are things that we're digging more into and getting more involved. So we all have not only financial goals, but also personal goals that we're trying to achieve, which I want to know about from my clientele.
Yeah. No, Devin, I appreciate you sharing that, because that's a very tough time for people to share, but it really is relatable, and people can kind of, that hits home for people. What about the proudest moment?
Proudest moment?
Yeah.
I would say just our evolution over the last couple years. And I would say that I'm probably on the highest of highs right now from our last year and where we've come from, and some of the learning curves and how our business came from where I was down in the dumps back up. And last year we just had a stellar year. There's not only keeping the clientele happy, but it's keeping the systems in line, making sure that we have a lot of moving parts. I mean, you're dealing with 50 different clients at a time and 3 drop campaigns that have 6 components. Yeah. And all. So, I mean, there's so many.
A lot to keep track of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It really, really is. And so I would say that just being able to come out this past year as a nice, profitable year, and we've had a handful of profitable years, but I would say this year was nice. But more than that is the fact that the clients that we're working with are sticking by our side. They're spending more money with us. They see the value in us, and they're getting results, and they're actually getting higher revenues and response rates, like I told you earlier. And that's why I'm in this. I mean, I have a passion for marketing, but to know that we're not only helping our business grow and get better, we're helping other businesses grow and get better. I mean, that's what really gets me going in the morning.
Yeah. Was there a celebratory moment that you, like, you got a certain client, you're like, wow, I've made it. I mean, not really made it, but wow, I got this client. I looked up to them. They were a mentor of mine and we got them as a client or something like that, that was personal to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I guess from internet and from our marketing capabilities, we've had some really, really cool opportunities and cool projects that we've worked on. I think way back when I was picked up by Exit Realty Corporate based out of Canada. little old me in Tampa ends up developing their entire franchise marketing system, developing all these different templates for their realtors so they could streamline their marketing. They weren't just running to Kinko's to get crappy business cards printed. They were all going through our system. That was really, really cool to be honored in that way, to be part of their events. That was nice. Working with a lot of the local sports teams. We did some work with the Tampa Bay Lightning. We used to do a lot of their printing and fulfillment, and we had some trade-out agreements, so I had nice seats for the Lightning, so that was always fun.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the list goes on, really. I mean, we've done work directly with Allstate Corporate, which was really interesting to take that on. We've also helped them out. They were trying to pass a bill in New York regarding Raid Aviation people that were actually living in New York, but their addresses were based in Pennsylvania, so they're paying less taxes. So we produced a video book for them to help them actually pass a law, which was cool, and it worked. Let's see, where else is that? We did the American Airlines Arena, so a video book that's actually got Mark Cuban's little fake signature in it. It's pretty cool to work with him. It really is all over the board. I'm just looking around to see if there's anything else that sparks any other intrigue. I mean, we're doing software company. I mean, this is something that was sent as a third drop mailer, which is a pop phone that you can plug right into your cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so instead of having your cell phone up to your head and some, you know, if you think it does affect the brain.
So it actually works.
Yeah, it works great. So instead of a headset, you got this. Just imagine driving around like this these days. but this was a last chance type of mailer. You know, okay, it's your last chance. All you need to do is plug this into your phone and give us a call. So this was a part of a mail campaign that was the final drop.
I love it.
You know it's going to stay around. It's got their brand on it. So fun, crazy things like that. Rubik's Cube, solving the puzzle. And done different die cuts that are just unique shapes. This was for Susan Berkeley, the voice of AT&T. So we helped her out. This is something we developed for her. She had people opting into a low-value program on her website, but she wanted to send out a nice welcome kit. So this went along with a box of tea. She's all about speaking and all that, so she had a nice box of tea in there with another to-go coffee mug. So that was a welcome pack that we did. And then, just some of the crazy things that we do with folds and die cuts.
Oh, yeah.
This is called the flip piece, and we're going to try to do this backwards. So it's like when you were a kid and you have those little
origami.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's easier for me to do it when I'm actually having it in front of me. So there you go.
Wow.
And then it just flips back. That's pretty cool. So you're able to get four different unique messages on one little piece of material. 3D glasses that we've got, too.
What do people use those for?
Oh, you can see they make you look weird. This was actually, I used this in a campaign right around July 4th. So, seeing fireworks with that kind of visual.
Ah, I gotcha.
It's quite interesting. So, little things like that. But we just love to have fun and push the envelope wherever we can, really, to get that impact.